Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad to tell you that Rich Galen is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 10 years. He is the publisher of the outstanding thrice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. He is a former aide to Speaker Gingrich, Newt Gingrich. He has been of the Republican persuasion for some time now. He spins to the right, as he says. And he's one of the top political operatives in our world, and he's our good friend. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Rich, there are three things I want to talk about to get you to help us with today.
Okay.
Number one is I want to talk about the political landscape, especially this schizophrenia that I'm seeing in the Republican Party right now. Number two is this small business, this so-called small business package that's going through Congress right now. And number three is this recent report about the increased number of people who are dependent upon the government. So those are our tasks for today. The first one, though, is this incredible success of the Tea Party candidates, not the least of which is O'Donnell in Delaware.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. I mean, these are Republican primaries, remember, and the last two, you have to keep in mind, the last two, Alaska and Delaware, really are the terror of small numbers. I think there were 57,000 people total that voted in Delaware, and about 100,000 that voted in Alaska, which is, you know, in for Delaware, that's, you know, that's like a city council race in,
right,
Los Angeles. So the so it doesn't take very many votes to kind of tip it one way or the other. Having said that, in both of those cases, and I think we may see this in on November 2nd on Election Day, the people finally focused on it. It really in the last 4 or 5 days, and in both cases, the Tea Party candidate in essence came up out of nowhere and swept past the traditional Republican candidate. But, you know, that's why they hold the election.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Rich, you've heard me say this before. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, the Republicans are not as good at that game as Democrats, it seems to me. And what's been going on since O'Donnell won, or before, even before she won, the way they treated her, and now that she's won, especially the way they behaved, that was very unseemly to me as an onlooker. What do you think?
Well, it's been misreported, Jim. And what happened was that Mike Castle, Delaware is such a small state; they only have one member of Congress,
right,
so does Alaska. And he had been the congressman for 20-something years, and everybody knew him. Very moderate. It's a very liberal state. And it was sort of his turn. He was going to end up his career with a term in the Senate, and everybody thought that was, you know, that was kind of
right,
fine from everybody's standpoint. Even the Democrats kind of wrote that off and said, okay, that's a pickup for the R's. And lo and behold, the guy gets beaten. Well, it was the state GOP, not the national GOP and not the National Senate Committee, that said prior to the election that they wouldn't support her.
So it was reported that the National Committee wouldn't support her. That was wrong.
Yeah, that was wrong. First of all, the National Committee doesn't have a dime.
Right.
So they can't support anybody because
right,
they haven't raised 15 cents. So that, I mean, whether they supported her or not, nobody cared because nobody is planning on
supporting
her.
But the Senate
Campaign Committee, they said the maximum they can donate in a direct contribution for a state the size of Delaware is $42,000, and they transferred that money from, it's called the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They transferred that $42,000 the second the banks opened on Wednesday morning, gave another $5,000 from Mitch McConnell's PAC, and now they have to decide, I mean, this is where the real calculus comes in. Now they have to decide how much more they want to spend in what are called coordinated expenditures, because they hadn't been planning on having to spend much there because of because Castle was going to be a walkover.
But Rich, no less of Republican thinkers than Karl Rove and Charles Krauthammer, both of whom I, especially Krauthammer, I respect immensely, and I know you know him very well. Both of those guys have wrapped themselves in ashes and sackcloth over losing Delaware to the Democrats and losing the possibility of gaining the Senate. I mean, they're giving up before the fight starts.
Well, you know, if we would have been having this conversation 6 months ago,
right,
about whether or not Republicans would either take control of the Senate, have it 50-50, or end up with 49-51, you would have said, well, look at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Rich Galen, and he's going to go back to bed now and sober up, and then we'll talk to him later. So the notion of having reset the bar so high that Delaware will be the fulcrum in control of the Senate is, kind of remarkable. Until
that's a high-class problem for the Republicans. But my point is, you would think that they would say, okay, it's sort of like the son-in-law. You know, I have a friend who he hits a shot that doesn't turn out so well, and he says, well, it's kind of our son-in-law shot. You know, it's not what we'd hoped for, but we're making the best of it. You know, you'd think that they'd be making the best of this, you know, instead of, I don't know. Anyway, tell us what you think. What is the calculus as of right now for the split after November 2nd?
I think there's almost nobody who's upright thinks that the Democrats can hold on to the House. That will be that's pretty much over as of right now. We'll see what happens in the next 6 weeks. But I think if the election were held today, Republicans would probably pick up somewhere in the mid 40 in the number of seats, 45, 46 mm-hmm. seats. They need 39. And maybe more in the Senate. It's probably. I never thought that Republicans had a great shot at taking over the Senate. I thought it was never in the likely column, but it's still possible. And I think it is more possible that it ends up at 50-50, and they have to have some sort of power sharing agreement.
Yeah,
much as they have in the parliaments of both the United Kingdom and. Australia had to do this year. Maybe that's the new normal.
And Iraq too, right?
Iraq.
Hey, Rich.
There's no power. B, there's no sharing.
what about the Tea Party? Are the Republicans gonna be able to reconcile this little group of bandits?
Well, I mean, I don't know that there's any reconciling to do. It would have been much more problematic, Jim, if the Democrats had taken my suggestion about a year ago, which was to get Tea Parties on the ballot, Tea Party candidates on the ballot as independents,
yeah.
Then they would have siphoned Republican votes away.
Well,
probably.
I am shocked that the Democrats didn't.
They didn't take your advice, Rich. Why are you giving them that advice? I said, they're not going to be able to do it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Rich Galen, folks. A lot more to come. 20 after. Stay with us.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.